This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Let me see. We've got all kinds of response on our website about this contest here. Not the Silver Surfer. The one we're doing right now.
Okay.
Here's a good example. This comes from Laura in Baltimore. Hi, Don and Mike. I am a current student at Towson University.
Okay.
And yes. I want to let you know that they issue tuition refund checks in the student's name here, no matter who pays the tuition. I've registered my address, not my parents' address, so they have no idea.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's a nationwide scam. Yeah.
Somebody called Joe Krebs.
Maybe the guy was on the level.
He didn't go to college.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is John, one of the nurse from Maryland.
Oh, hey, what's happening, Falker?
Hey. Anyway, I wanted to let you know I was mistaken. Mike was right. It was Tylenol. And they did lock it down and make it tamper-proof in, like, 85.
Well, that's nice of you to admit your mistake.
But what an awful nurse you are, though.
I mean, really, you mistook Tylox for Tylenol. You could kill somebody.
And you don't even know who Gay Fokker is.
I'm an ICU nurse.
Get out of here. Ryan, bye-bye. So who do we got left, Mike?
We've got the only guy that we have that's a finalist is Tony. We had Ray, who he caught his parents having sex. Uh-huh. Don, who was disqualified for saying parents's. Chris, who cracked the windshield with his lady. Jim.
Hey, it's a lady.
Who was eighth grade overseas butt. That's all I wrote down. Mm-hmm. Gary, who shared Playboys with the neighborhood boys.
Yeah.
Tim, nothing under Tim's name. Max with nasal sores. Mr. X.
Oh, the guy that got herpes in his nose.
Yes. S it. David, who stole money from his dad, the college guy, we disqualified him.
Right.
And Kathy, who backed David. Otherwise, we've got Tony and the Tylox, but the Tylox story, based on that call from John, has been confirmed.
Unless we get something better in the next minute,
right,
we'll go with the guy who stole his dad's meds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although the guy who stole the money from college now looks more and more like he might have really been on the up and up.
Probably telling the truth.
Although I'm sure Rob will come up and scream at the party about the cost of college back then.
Yeah, and also David, a terrible contestant.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Good afternoon. What's your name? Caller.
When you were born, what did your parents call you?
Yes, you on the phone. It's you. I know you don't think it's you, but it's you. Go ahead. Yes, it's you. You might be confused right now.
This is just a colossal waste of time because every line is ringing, but I don't know why we feel like sticking with the one guy. Speak to us! Answer me!
Will not be ignored.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is George.
Thank you, George, for telling us your name. What is it your dad doesn't know?
When I was about 15, my dad remarried to a younger lady. She was about 24.
I thought he sucked.
Hi, Carla.
Thank you.
I used to set my alarm. She was a dispatcher, and she'd get up real early. It was still dark outside. I used to set my alarm to wake up with her so I can spy on her while she took showers. He's no longer married to her, but I used to work my man to my stepmom.
All right, hold on a second.
That's kind of nice.
Hold on. That's cute.
He used to set his alarm to get up at the same time to mom so he could watch her in the shower.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Oh,
Pixie.
That's a cute one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Dave.
Dave, what is it your dad doesn't know, sir?
Well, my dad doesn't know that when I was in high school, I was working in the summertime on a farm. And around lunchtime, I came home and I almost burned the house down.
Well, if only you had burned the house down, we might have something to talk about.
But I'll put underneath your name, Dave, that you worked on a farm.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Oh, hey, crap, Joe, I just hung up on the guy, the finalist guy.
You mean Tony?
Yeah, would you get him back on the line, please? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Don and Mike. This is Gerald.
Hey, Jerry, what is it your dad doesn't know?
I dropped his camera lens. He's a sports reporter for the Marin IJ, or he used to be. I dropped like a $4,000 camera lens just screwing around in the backyard with it, and I never told him, and he had to cancel a vacation with our whole family to pay for it.
That's terrible. You should tell him that without getting a prize, unfortunately.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gerald.
My dad doesn't know.
Jerry. Hello, Don and Mike. What's your name?
Randall.
Randall, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, I got kicked out of junior high for having a dirty magazine. It was his, and I got kicked off the football team, and they called him in to the office, and look what your son has done. Well, it was his book.
Well, if it was his book, he knew it then.
He knows it.
It's not a secret. It's not what your dad doesn't know. He knew you were kicked out, and he knew you had the dirty book.
And the guy just hung up.
He's gone. Okay, he gets it now.
Randall.
So he was on this line. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Jason.
Jason, what doesn't your dad know?
I got kicked out of the Army because I'm gay.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Sure, we believe that, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Everybody's
calling for last comic standing now.
Just testing us.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike from Napa Valley.
Mike, what is it your dad doesn't know, sir?
I had sex with my girlfriend at the time in a bad place in my parents' bedroom.
Oh, so we got another one. That's not original.
Okay, bye-bye.
Just because you did it a dirty way.
Like father, like son. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is Jack Walsh.
Oh, it's a soundboard.
Sampler.
Uh-huh. Soundboard.
Well, how are you?
How are you, Jack? Is this the guy that was the CEO of GE?
No. Yes.
Jack Welch.
Jack Welch.
Hello,
Can
Jack.
Can I ask you something?
Sure. What's that? It's
a De Niro. Have you ever watched pornographic videos?
It's De Niro from Meet the Parents.
Oh, okay.
Is that his name, his character's name?
Yeah. Oh, are you doing a whole gay Falker thing with us?
It's me.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
You are fired.
Call someday when the Fred Rogers guy's on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maurice.
Maurice.
Oh, no.
How are you, Maurice?
I'm fine.
What is it that your dad doesn't know?
When I was around 14, I stole the family video camera. Me and my buddy got a little drunky, a little high, and I don't know what happened to it the next morning. And I kind of let everybody believe that my drugged-out sister stole it. And to this day, that's what everybody thinks.
Let it go.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. I'm sorry.
He tried objecting.
Just not thick. Not thick enough.
Maurice lost family camera.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I'd like to tell my dad that.
What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, what is it you want to tell your dad he doesn't know?
That he stopped me from losing my virginity by walking out to the backyard.
Wow, you can knock me over with a feather with that one.
So you're on the verge?
Trying very hard in the pool.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. You let some other guy do it a couple days later, didn't you?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, you're right. That's good. Good honest, Kelly.
Bye, whore. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Couple days later.
Who is this?
Another guy.
Who is this?
This is Adam.
Adam, what is it your dad doesn't know, Adam?
He doesn't know that I slept with my cousin before I knew he was my dad.
You slept with your cousin before you knew that he was your dad? Explain that, please.
I was 16, junior in high school. She was a freshman. And the next year, the following year, I found out through a series of blood tests who my real dad was. And come to find out, she was my cousin.
So the blood test proved that your father was your real father. And because of that, this person ended up being your cousin.
Exactly.
Did you use a rubber?
No.
Oh, dear. Did anything happen?
No.
Oh, see, again, like you had a mongoloid baby or something, we would have had some.
A three-headed baby.
Yes.
Bye!
I'm sorry. Let's try one more. And if not, we're going to go with Tony. We got him back on the line. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, Matt.
Okay, what is it your dad doesn't know, my friend?
My dad doesn't know that I was 15. I got arrested for a destruction of property.
All right, don't worry about it, little Joe Ardinger.
What was his name? Does it
my
matter?
Dad?
Call him Joe.
Dick.
Joe.
My name's Matt.
Matt. Destruction of property. Thank you, Matt.
All right. None of those are thick enough, Mike.
No, none of them.
We're going to go with Tony. Would someone run in Tony's dad's phone number, please?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, let's get
that's
Tony
the Scarface Tony, too. Tony, calm down.
Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hi there, Tony.
Hey.
Hello, Tony.
Now, Tony, just to recap, what exactly did you do to your dad? And then we're going to call your dad up and let you tell him.
My dad used to take Tylox, which is a generic form of Percocet, in a capsule, and I used to dump the capsules out and replace them with sugar and take his pills, take his medicine. And I did that for quite a while.
And how's your dad going to react to this, do you think?
I don't think he's going to be too terribly happy, but it's been a while, so I guess
so it's time to
fly.
Come clean. All right, good for you.
All right,
he can't ground me.
Very good. Hold on a second. Let's get your dad on the line. Thank you, Robbie.
We're going to call Tony's dad. Do we have Tony's dad's name?
Henry.
Henry.
Oh, Henry.
Henry and the story of Tony stealing medicine. The medicine thief.
Hammer and Hank.
Calling Hank.
All right, there you go, Robbie.
I tell you what.
So Rob will get Hank's permission, hey now, to go on the air.
As soon as Tony comes clean with his dad, he is eligible for the prize package.
We'll be talking to Henry Kingsley here.
Kingsley! All right. Let's see if we can get Dr. Kissinger.
Just our luck today.
Tony Kissinger is going to call his father, Henry.
We're waiting to talk to Henry Winkler.
Tony Hill is standing by to speak to his father.
Voicemail. We got voicemail.
Henry Hill. And unfortunately, that will have to carry over.
Waiting for the tone.
Oh, my God. All of this and your dad's not there? Tony.
Tony.
Tony, we're going to redial. Any idea where your dad might be?
I've got a floppy.
I don't think you're talking to Tony.
Oh.
Okay. All right. My mistake. Hold on a second. Let me see. Oh, there he is. Hi, Tony.
Hey, can I give you another number?
Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. Hold on a second, please. Robbie, pick up line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10?
Line 10.
10 is not on hold.
10 is Tony. Or 9.
Oh, okay.
Number 9.
All right, going to get the number.
Number 9.
Number 9? Going to get the new number from...
Well, he's doing that. Let's see what's on this
Mr.
line.
Mr. Tannenbaum.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm taking a generic version of Percocet right now, and it's oxycodone.
Yeah, well, this is a long time
ago.
This
was back in the day, my friend.
This was mixed with Tylenol, hence the name.
Sorry, guys.
Rob's getting another number for Mr. Higgins, and we're going to see if we can get that all taken care of here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is George again.
Hi, George. Who are you? Who are you, George?
I used to watch my stepmom. I set my alarm to watch my stepmom shower.
Yeah. Oh, right. did we keep him as a finalist?
I didn't think we should.
No, I thought we hung up
I
on
thought
you.
We, I thought we back.
I thought we hung up on you, sir. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Well, ouch.
That was a very quick, rude. Quick hang up.
How are we doing with old Henry?
Ringing now.
Ringing now. Very good.
Ringing now.
Ringing.
Henry Aaron. I know that I said it before, but I'll just throw it out there.
Hammer and Henry Aaron. And I had a Hill Higgins.
I'll take
Tannenbaum.
I'll take Hank Ketchum. Is that the guy that
yes.
drew
yeah,
Dennis the Menace?
That's right.
Henry Ketchum.
Hank Keeney.
Hank Killebrew.
That's Harmon Killebrew.
Ah, right. Hank Greenberg, that big load from ESPN. Right. Hammer and Hank.
That was apparently his mom, and she's not there either.
Oh dear, after all this.
My. We're screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Oh, hey, dear. It's a lady.
Jesus Christ.
It's the world of live radio.
Mm-hmm. Tony.
Great talking to you anyways.
What do you mean, great talking to us anyway? Hold on. Who's calling back?
Hello?
The hotline's ringing. Perhaps it's your parents calling us back.
That would be great.
Oh, good. We're going to get
hold on.
Wow. All right.
Your dad saw the number on caller ID. Hold on a second, please. And he's calling us back.
Oh, good. This might work. And I like the fact that Tony was eager to go away.
You got him?
Caught a break, maybe.
And for him to claim his prize, we need to put you on the air with Tony. Do we have your permission to put your voice on the radio?
There you go. Come on, Rob. Strong arm the old man.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Number 11. God, be the
world's number 11. Here we go.
There you go. Hello, Henry.
Yes.
Henry, hi. Welcome to our show. My name is Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
How are you, Henry?
Oh, good. I'm fine.
Happy Father's Day in advance, Henry.
Well, thank you.
We got your son, Tony, on the line with us. We're playing a little game called What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him. And Tony's got a secret he wants to come clean about, okay?
So let's get your son on the line and let him talk to you. You okay with that, Henry?
Okay.
All right.
All right, here you go. Tony?
Yes.
All right, Tony, here's your dad, and now go ahead and have your great Father's Day moment.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
All right.
I got you on the radio. Look, I'm calling to tell you that a long time ago, back when you were taking Tylox, that Percocet, generic form of Percocet, I used to go into your pills and take half of them and dump them out and replace them with sugar when y'all weren't around. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't like it, but I can't do anything about it.
That's the way to look at it. Yeah. That's a real reaction, though.
That's it.
Tony, what are you going to do for your dad?
I'm going to make it up to him for Father's Day.
Now, how are you going to make it up to him for Father's Day? Don, isn't he receiving some sort of cash prize?
Yes, he is. But first, Tony, how many pills do you think you stole from your dad?
Oh, you know what? I couldn't even begin to count.
Yeah. Try to put a number on it, Tony.
In the couple of hundred, probably.
A couple of hundred.
Yeah, I had a big problem back in the day.
Do you have
got it under control now.
You're under control now?
I've got it under control.
Henry, is he a good son now?
Yes, he is.
Good. He's a good son. Well, Tony, I still think you ought to make it up to your dad.
You're not upset that your son stole, like, 200 of your meds?
Henry?
Well, I'm not upset. I don't like it, but I understand the problem he was going through at the time, and I understand what it could cause.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, even more now, Tony, I want you to – aren't we giving him a cash prize?
Yes, we are.
You got to give us some of that.
We got a break.
Sorry,
a break here. Tony, give the money to your dad.
Yeah, give the money. Give the $1,000 to your father.
Give the money to your dad and go see Frank Caliendo at the thing.
Yeah, you go to Atlantic City, give the money to your dad. Thank you, Henry.
We're late.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oops.